Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for April the 30th. Today's devotion is entitled, A Warning Against Worldly Vows. We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of Judges, chapter 11, verses 30 and 31. And Jephthah made a vow to the Lord and said, If you will give the Ammonites into my hand, then whatever comes out from the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace, from the Ammonites, shall be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. The book of Judges recorded Israel's repeated cycle of sin and spiritual decline. Written to remind God's people of their need for faithful leadership, it described how Jephthah made a vow before going into battle against the Ammonites. Although the Spirit of the Lord had already come upon him, Jephthah attempted to secure victory by bargaining with God. His vow reflected pagan-influenced thinking, treating God like the false gods of the nations, who required manipulation and sacrifice. But God's law had clearly forbidden human sacrifice. Some interpreters suggest the Hebrew could read or instead of and, meaning the offering might have been dedication rather than sacrifice. Yet either outcome reveals tragic, misguided zeal. Jephthah's vow showed a deficient understanding of God's character and word. It stands as one more example of the moral spiral described later, that everyone did what was right in his own eyes. We see in Jephthah a warning against making worldly vows that try to bargain with God instead of trusting him. We are not immune to this mindset. We may promise God that we will serve him more, give more, or change our behavior if he answers a prayer. Yet God does not call us to negotiate with him, but to trust and obey him. Jesus corrected this kind of thinking in the Sermon on the Mount when he taught us to let our yes be yes and our no be no. Our faith should be marked by simple, honest obedience rather than dramatic promises. When we rely on our own words instead of God's word, we drift toward the same confusion we see in Judges. Let's pray. Dear Father, we confess that we're often tempted to bargain with you instead of simply trusting you. Forgive us for relying on our own strength and understanding rather than your Spirit and your word. Teach us to walk in simple obedience, letting our yes be yes and our no be no. In Jesus' name, amen.